Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. It is episode 634 of the Overseas Connection podcast. Today is the 6th of June, and we are on the almost, just not quite there yet, but almost E3 week. It's exciting time for gamers. It's gamer Christmas, if you will. So we're going to get into all of that as we go through the podcast today. And if you haven't already guessed, we are a video game podcast. So if this is your first time listening, expect us to talk about video game stuff. That is more or less what we do. We also talk about life a little bit here and there, and we pretend to be wiser, more mature, but the reality is we're just a bunch of geeks, and we like to talk about games. My name is Greg, gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. I have a cavalcade of characters today. That's my big word for the day.
That's cavalcade. A big word for the week, isn't it? Cavalcade?
Yeah, it is. That's the word of the week. And speaking of, Kim, I'm not even going to go there. Never mind. Kim on the podcast. Kim Woods. Hello, Kim.
Hi. Yep, that's me. I'm GamerGirl27 on the Xbox and Twitter. Welcome from sunny Missouri. It's like 89 degrees outside, hence the tank top. So, yeah.
84 here, Kim, here, but I'm still sporting the tank top because they're comfortable. I like them.
Right?
Just saying, yeah.
Well, you know, you got to show off.
You got to show the guns. It's time to break out. The sun is out. Guns are out. Speaking of guns, we've got Pete Chin, the sleeve
hello,
one.
Hello. Yeah. All the way up from a hot loft in sunny Dudley in the West Midlands on the Legitimate. And yeah, it's red hot up here. I'm sweating my ass off. And it's not even hot compared to you guys over there.
I was just going to ask, what is red hot?
Probably over 25 degrees. I don't know. What would that be in Fahrenheit? I don't know.
Add 5, take away 5.
You double it and add 33 or something like that. Anyway, it's hot. So for gingers, it's probably like...
77.
Yeah.
77. Well, I mean, for a ginger, that feels like 114.
And it got to a massive 68 here today, so we were roasted.
There we go.
Scorchio.
Well, the world apparently is catching on fire. It's all burning down, but we will have E3 before that happens, so help me God. Okay, so we've got Pete, we've got Kim, we also have our favorite turtle, Robin.
Yeah, it's a Turner, it's not a turtle, it's a Teenage Mutant Hero Turner.
I missed that. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Tina Turner's. Anyway, hello, it's Robin Tate here. I am in Ballymena. I'm in Northern Ireland, and I hate children. And I'm glad to be on
I'm
the
right
show.
There with you, Robin.
I've got
right
a bottle of red.
So good that you adopted another one then.
Yeah, a bottle of red wine. I just had to leave the house and threaten two others with their lives there just a few seconds ago. Hello! So good to be on the show. Let's get going.
It is good to be on the show. Missing from the show this week, however, there is rumors, not quite E3-esque rumors, but rumors that Phil and Mark both may reappear in a future podcast.
Along with Half-Life 3.
Yes, along with Half-Life 3. All right, just to get some of the bits and bobs out of the way, we are on every Sunday, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. on the East Coast, and 3 p.m. Central Time Zone if you happen to be stuck there. We are on Twitch. We are on YouTube. We are also on all of your favorite audio listening devices. So we're on the iOS apps. We're on the Android apps. You can pretty much get the podcast wherever you are and enjoy. We certainly welcome you to the show live. Participate. Chat. We will we'll interact when appropriate and ignore you when we feel like it. We have a couple birthdays we want to celebrate. So Paul Taft Davies, 82 today. 82 years old to Paul. congratulations. You have surpassed all expectations. We really thought you were going to be done off around 31. You have beat that by miles. Also, Matthew Balzanello, am I saying that right? Balzanello.
Today, Matthew's always part of Extra Life.
Yes. Matthew, yeah, 73. Congratulations, Matthew. 73. It's a fitting age. It seems like it just it fits your personality to a T, and I can't say that with any confidence. Robin, might we play them a birthday song?
Yeah, we could do that.
Absolutely. Yeah, maybe.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Insert name here. Happy birthday to you.
Gentleman was not recognized.
Mm-hmm. You know, I went to look up a bunch of famous birthdays that are today, and honestly, Wen Jiang, Prime Minister of China, his birthday apparently was
where?
He's long dead, mind.
Where?
You.
Sorry. Where's he from?
China.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now I understand.
Yeah. Apparently, nobody famous born today.
Huh.
Yeah. Huh. I mean, there's actually a lot of people that I can't pronounce. I can't talk. Apparently, today I cannot talk, nor can I pronounce names. But yeah, there's a bunch of famous birthdays that I literally have no idea who these people are. And so, yeah. Oh, well. Anyway, all right, let's move on. Let's talk about some story time.
Hooray, story time. Hooray, story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
And I would just like to point out that, yes, setting the new standard, sleeves are for nerds. And or not. I'm just saying, you can go sleeveless, baby. All right. Enough of my WWE. Okay, here we go. Let's talk about what we've been going on. Story time. Pete, it's been a while. I hear you took another jab. Let's talk about that.
No, it's tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. You're getting jabbed from behind, or is it in the arm? Where are you gonna take it?
Well, I'll take it from anywhere. Let's just see what they're open to, you know. I'm all down for that.
I dare you to go into that shot and just drop your drawers.
I'd probably go in and say I'll take it from anywhere. I don't think I'd drop my drawers.
Okay, fair enough. Can you record that at least?
I'll try, but I don't think you can for data protection purposes.
That's true. They did say no recording in my... Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I could try and secretly record it. I could try and put like audio only on my phone and keep it in my pocket. There is that. So, yeah. I can go that route. I'll see what I can do.
Have you heard that a lot, by the way, in your lifetime? Keep it in your pocket.
Put that thing away.
All right, continue on, Pete. I'm sorry, I'm derailing you.
It's more the ginger thing I've heard more than anything. Anyway, yeah, so I got my second jab tomorrow. So I'm not looking forward to that, especially when people have like really been ill from it.
How many? Seriously, how many? Don't listen to the fear mongers, for God's sake.
No, I'm only on about like people coming into work and they look like death warmed up.
Yeah, he's just looking to die off.
Yeah, I mean the team we got at work, they will come in any state when they're like really poorly, and because they really enjoy working at our place, and they've been taking these second jobs thinking, oh yeah, they'll be fine, and they've been really really ill, and I've been having to send them home, and I'm not looking forward to mine tomorrow.
Well, so question, which one are you getting? Do you know?
The AstraZeneca, because okay. That was the first. Yeah. Right. So. I mean, my theory is if I drink a lot of alcohol, I won't get a blood clot, and I'll just go from there.
It's not a bad theory, Pete. Here, I mean, I had Pfizer, mind you, but my second Pfizer shot, my theory was one, I'm not going to stop, I'm not going to slow down for anything. I'm not going to sit around waiting for something. Yeah. So I was out doing yard work. I was out working out. And then at night, I drank heavily.
Did you really?
It worked fine.
Well, the AstraZeneca is the one that apparently is getting this report of blood clots, even though the number's just so minuscule, right, and it's just completely like blown out of proportion. But yeah, that's my theory. But I've got swimming scheduled afterwards. I've got swimming the next day as well, so I can't, you know, I'm work. I've not booked any time off. I'm just gonna go for it. I got it at 5:15 tomorrow. At a local museum, actually, called the Black Country Museum, which is still open for second dose jabs. And, yeah, that's tomorrow. Who knows? Hopefully I'm all right. But other people, yeah, they've suffered with the... To be fair, they've had Pfizer jabs, not the AstraZeneca. Okay. So, who knows?
At least they didn't have the murder jab.
I actually don't know what they had.
Moderna. No. Sorry.
No.
I had Pfizer.
Yeah,
you've had Pfizer.
Yeah, both of them.
Was you ill after the second one?
No. Fucking wimps.
Second one was easier for me.
I had a sore arm both times, but yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm not looking forward to, because I had a sore arm last time. So when I'm swimming and just doing my front crawl, I'm not looking forward to having that sore arm thing. And I had that last time and I think I had like night sweats, but I don't think anything's changed there, really, because I'll get them now and again.
Well, I have curiosity. Did you guys have... So, for a little while, I'll call it rumors.
Odd, weird fucking people. Yeah.
did you have...
I need sleeves.
Robin is going... he was trying to go sleeveless for a second. But, so we had these rumors floating around where people were like, oh, well, if you feel a lot of effects from the shot you get, it means that you have a good immune system that it's trying to fight you and or fight it off. And I honestly am like, yeah, you know what? If that's what means getting, if you have a, I'm sorry.
It's not a very,
me personally, a good immune system means you don't feel the effects of anything.
Precisely.
You roll straight on.
Yeah.
I think these are just a bunch of people trying to make themselves feel better.
Yeah.
Again, I can't talk apparently, but we'll power through this podcast anyway. Words I'm struggling with.
I was exactly the same. I was like, well, if you've got a good immune system, you wouldn't be bad at all,
right?
And they couldn't quite compute that. And I think it's just reading like stupid news reports and just getting sucked into all that shit. So I want to keep away from all that chat. I just want to get my second jab. I just want to try and make sure the next few months just go as fast as possible.
There you go, fella. I had my second one, Pete, on the 29th of March. My first one was on the 18th of January. Yeah. And I'm fine. So
Well, I have a slight desire to eat a lot of Chinese food. Other than that, though, I'm totally good.
mildly racist, but that's okay. We get away with that one, I think.
Once in a while. Let's move forward, Pete, before I get trashed.
So that's getting jabbed from every angle. I tried to watch Spider-Man. Is it Spider-Man Far From Home?
Yes.
Have you watched this film?
Yes.
I have seen it, yeah. This is the one with Mysterio, I believe.
That's right.
Yeah, with a fishbowl on his head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mixed reports? Was she happy with it or not? Just, really?
It's what it is.
I'm kind of over Spider-Man movies because I feel like it's, even though they're new stories, they feel like the same story.
Yeah.
So
the trailer looked good. So we just thought we'll give it a watch, and we switched it off after an hour. So I didn't want to upset you. I thought I'd ask what the general consensus was before I said it was shit.
I applaud
you for picking a non-girly movie.
Right?
Oh, yeah, we've been far from girly movies this week, or the past three. Was it 2 weeks since I've been on? Anyway.
It's been a while, Pete. It's been a while.
Oh, come on, don't. It's been a lot sooner than the rest of the folk. So we've had some garden furniture. I've been swimming every day, almost, not every day, like 5 times a week, I'd say. Okay. And we're up to like 2,000 to 2,500 meters a day. So, we're working hard at swimming. We're enjoying that. It's bloody tough as hell. But, you know, speed's coming up. I'm doing a mile in like, I don't know, 25 minutes now. So I'm getting all my shit together. not losing much weight, but it'll come, I suppose. Probably not before my wedding, but yeah. Another thing I've been watching over the past couple of weeks is a TV series on Netflix, which we completely fucked up and watched the wrong way around, called Slasher. And we watched, we didn't notice, we just ended up pressing play. And that's the thing about Netflix sometimes. It'll show you this TV season, and you think, oh, yeah, that looks really good.
Right.
And you start playing it, and it plays it from the most current season instead of the beginning.
Yes.
Oh, man, that's so annoying. But anyway,
yeah.
It didn't really matter with this TV series, because every season has got a different murderer and a different scenario. It's set in a different place. So we were lucky in that aspect, because when we started watching it and got to the end of it and read it afterwards, it was like, oh, that was the third season. And we kind of noticed, no, it was at the end of it when we noticed then it was saying, oh, we'll play season two. And that was like, oh, sugar. We've balled up, you know. But anyway, we overcome that, finding out afterwards that it doesn't really matter. You can watch it anyway around. So it's absolutely okay. Fun.
Slasher. Slasher.
Now, it's the trailer and the picture that it shows on Netflix looks like a Scream type of thing. So there's a person with a mask that's got ultraviolet lights or neon lights around it, and it looks very Scream-like, you know, a bit of a black cloak and horrific look. And my God, it is bloodthirsty as hell. So season three, we're watching season two now, which is bloodthirsty, but not as bad. And we'll let the truck go by. And it's not as bad as season three. Season three is so bloodthirsty. It's very, Robin, I don't think you'd want to watch it with Judith. Maybe that's a trailer. You wouldn't want to watch it with Judy, and you definitely don't want to watch it around kids. There's a lot of bloodthirsty action. There's a lot of activity that's shown from the LGBT community, because it goes into like lifestyle clubs or swinger clubs, or it goes into, you know, these different bits and bobs, and there's a lot of hot action that goes on.
Interesting description, Pete.
Right? Well, it's one of those. It's raunchy action. I don't know whether you want me to call it hot, raunchy.
Raunchy paints a picture. Hot paints a picture as well, but it paints a little bit of a innuendo on your part, I'm just saying.
Well, listen. It's one of those that might tickle your fancy, but it's one of those. It's really.
I know you two are laughing, but that's a common thing that we say in the UK. It'll tickle your fancy. I know that's.
We say it all the time here as well.
Tickling your fancy.
It's just funny that Pete was saying it. Yeah. That's all.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, pick on me. I don't give a shit. So there's a lot of sexual activity. There's a lot of gay sex and all that stuff. It's good. Do you know what? It really, really is good. It got us glued to it anyway. We ended up watching the season, and it was brilliant. I kind of worked out who the murderer was about four episodes in. I kind of guessed who the type of person would be, and then I guessed who the murderer was in the fifth episode. So it might be really a little bit predictable, but it don't hold back on the bloodthirst stuff. So if you like that kind of stuff, if you like Scream, if you like that gruesome horror type stuff, it's a real good TV series to watch. So we're on season two now. So there we go, Slasher. So that's on Netflix, and we've bought some garden furniture, going completely off scale and into horticulture. We've got some garden furniture, and that's in situ. The garden's looking very good now. And it's kind of finished, really, apart from just plonking a few plants here and there whenever time goes by. But foliage is taken, furniture's in place, and the weather's kind of here now, even though it rained today.
Birds are singing, butterflies in the air.
Oh yeah, we've got like a bird. Yeah, we've got a few like a bird feeder times four in our garden, and birds are starting to come to that now. So,
do you guys get hummingbirds?
No,
not around by me.
Okay.
Not by you, Robbie, neither.
No, we don't have snakes either. St. Patrick got rid of those fuckers.
No, we get the odd grass snake.
No,
not, you know.
No snakes here at all.
The gardens. I mean, I'll send you a picture now on the WhatsApp thing of my garden, but it's looking pretty cool now. And that's it, really, from me.
All right. Okay. Mm. Excellent. From a garden of joy to same shit, different week. Kim, how's your week been?
Well, like I said, more of the same. Watching children. I didn't really get to game much yet, so. Yeah, same shit every week. Horse didn't try to impale itself on barbed wire this week, so that was a plus.
Oh my god, can we talk about that real quickly? You shared a picture of this with us. So we talked about it last week about the horse, and the horses got in a fight, and then they went to the barbed wire, and you said one of the horses got cut on its shoulder. Mm-hmm. And in my head, I'm thinking like a scratch along the line of the shoulder that's a little bloody, you know, it doesn't look too bad. This was like a gaping wound. I mean,
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, that TV series, Slasher, it's like, is really fond of an axe. Oh no, I'll give it away that it's a man. But anyway, that horse looked like he got hit with an axe.
Yeah, it was just incredible. And that made me think of two things. One, oh dear God, barbed wire really is effective.
Yeah.
And effective. Two, maybe you don't want to put barbed wire up around your horses.
Well, you know... Yeah, he's doing fine. You know, it's healing up. I mean, it still looks like a little like hamburger meat, of course, and it will for a little while until everything starts to dry. Wiener? You're just a big weenie. So you know, he's doing all right. I don't know. Like you said, the way the vet talked, it's going to be at least probably 6 months before it fully heals up, probably. But he's doing real well. I mean, Dad goes out every morning and doctors it and washes it all out and all of that, so...
All right. Hey, Pete, I have a hard time talking about hamburger meat if it's on legs. If it's in a bun, I'm good with it. But, yeah.
Other than that, it's, like I said, it's been pretty quiet. I got my hair cut this week, and no, I'm still not batting for the other team. I can already see you thinking that. right. Like I said, same shit, different week, pretty much, just... You know, I'm counting down the days to land the month, and I, you know, won't have Colton so much. So maybe that frees up some time that I can do a little more gaming and whatnot. So, and speaking of gaming, it's been fun. I'm getting a little more back into the multiplayer thanks to Boomer and a few others. So, yeah. There's that at least. So,
there is that. There is that. No, I've seen you have been on quite a bit on the multiplayer side of things, so that's been awesome to see.
Yeah.
I guess we will transition over because we got a lot to talk about today.
Pete, that's a nice space. That's
moving.
Just a wee photograph on the stream there. That's a nice space, buddy. Very nice.
That is a nice space, Pete.
Oh, are we looking at Pete's garden?
He's put my garden on.
Aww. That's a nice space.
It is.
It almost looks like you have little bocce ball courts there, Pete.
But you know what? That was there's some hard work gone into that because it was on three levels that garden, and it was just a complete shambles. And we've just like stripped it apart piece by piece. And that's what we've come with. We've not got anybody in. Did it all ourselves. So
well done.
Very good.
Well done.
Yeah. Excellent, man. Yeah. Good lad.
All right, Robin.
Yeah, me.
Let's talk about the week that is.
Okay. So I mentioned earlier on there in the chat. Jason asked me about did I buy AMC shares this week? So AMC shares went bananas this week again and went up stupid amounts. Mm-hmm. You know, it was ridiculous. And again, it's a big squeeze, the color to squeeze. And I missed the entry point. And I don't even know if I would. I did make lots of money before out of those Wall Street Bets shares. I haven't been doing a lot of day trading of late because I've been too busy with work and other stuff that's been going on, and my shares have been quite long, and I've been sitting on, you've heard me talking about SENS before, Pete, S-E-N-S, SENS, I've been sitting on nearly 10,000 shares of SENS that I bought and they jumped 50% on one. Friday. Yeah. So I sold about half of them, and took out my investment out of them. I bought them at about $2 too, and they went up to $3.60. And I $3.64, and I had an auto sale on for $3.60, so for half. So I've done very well. So I'll now hold on tight until they get to about $5 or $6, and I'll be a happy bunny. So yeah, that was good.
By the way,
yeah,
stock tip.
Yes,
stock tip.
Yes,
sell all your shares in Wuhan Labs. I have a feeling those are going to devalue quickly.
Yeah.
So continue on.
What's with the AMC share then? What's all that about?
Well, AMC is a cinema group. They're not they're not worth that. They did. So there's AMC. There's BlackBerry. What was the other one? The other big one. GameStop, of course.
GameStop. Yeah. It's all part of the same thing.
Right? And there's these guys, Wall Street Bets, and they're like a chat group, a bit like ourselves, to say, right, guys. We do shares, blah blah blah. Tip advice. Let's take it to the man, and they started to say, everybody. You tell you what, everybody buy one share of AMC, and all of their followers done that. And all of a sudden, the price went up and up and up and up and up. And then people heard about it, and the FOMO, you know, fear of missing out. Everybody jumped on the bandwagon,
right.
And a share that was maybe only worth $5 went to $100, and then GameStop they went to like. You know, a $30 share went to $300 shares in the space of a day or so. And people, and ordinary people, like anybody that wasn't a share dealer at all or had no experience, was going, oh, wow, this is so good. I've got 30 grand in savings. I'm going to put them all into this. And some of them made a lot of money. But within a click of the fingers, the 300 went back to 30 again.
30.
Right. And people lost a lot of money. So that was a few months ago. And just this week, it all happened again.
And they're basically they're trying to counter what some of the large stockholding short sellers are doing, if you will.
Yeah.
So it's been interesting to see this all transpire.
Yeah.
But it does all boil down back to your voice, Robin, that you've got to just put in. Money that you can spare, not anything that you can afford.
If you can't afford. Yeah, so one of the things when anybody in the... We have a WhatsApp group. It's not as active at the moment because this year, because of the change of the man in the house in America right now, the stock market has went to hell in a handbasket. It has went really, really... It's went really bad. For all of those longer-term shares, big established companies have been still ticking along, but developing company shares have just gone. They're just... You know, it was like 40-50% wiped out, just gone, and that's where a lot of that profit was. So I'm glad I'm busy, because if that was my main source of income over the last couple of months, that would have been hard going. Even the expert guys that I, you know, have been really, really struggling. So that's that. Yeah.
Just one more question on that.
Okay.
Are you going to carry on like and do a few more videos?
I will. Yes, I will.
For a bit more time.
When I get time. When I get time, I haven't really. I mean, it's been long-term stuff. I still, I've got a lot of money tied up in it, and a lot in the red. I was like 25% down a lot of my investments, and thankfully, it's mostly came back. That Sens thing, I had a lot in that, but it's all nicely coming back now. And my longer term stuff,
your video kind of like all made sense and stuff, and it was just like I've been looking forward to like. I don't want to go too much into it until I've watched more of those videos, I suppose.
I'll put it this way. I've been at it a couple of years now, and I haven't lost any money. Some of my investments are down at the moment, and they're in the red. But
yeah.
I still own parts of that company, and they will go back up. They will go back again, unless that company goes out of business.
That's the thing about stock buying is you can't panic when they dip sometimes.
Diamond hands. Day trading along. You know that one of the videos is about the difference between an investment and a day trade. You know, so short, you know.
Right.
So, you know, day trading is when you buy it and you sell it within seconds or minutes. where longer term investing or a longer position is when you have it for a few days or a few weeks or a few months, or a longer term investment is you buy your son 10 shares of Apple for his 18th birthday, you know, and
he loves you now.
Yeah, yeah, fuck, what's this? Yeah, exactly. So somewhere down the line. Anyway, like Forrest Gump, you know, he bought Apple, you know, and we got all these stocks. Oh, yeah, 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 you remember that. It's the same thing. Years and years and years later. So, yeah, coulda, woulda, shoulda. So, yeah, just don't ever spend money on shares or especially things as volatile as things like Bitcoin or Dogecoin, which all seem to be very, very, very popular at the moment, unless you can afford to lose it.
Yes.
Okay. The strangest thing arrived today. Judith ordered a new bin for the house internal.
Okay.
So this bin is up to about waist height. It's square. It's like cubes. And there's a bottom part that rolls out on rollers, the half of it. So you think of, do you know the magician's box that people lie in to get cut up? Right?
Yeah.
Well, think of that, but upright, right? So the bottom part sort of pulls out like that magician's box after he's cut the woman in half. And then there's a top bit which has a buttoned off the lid and there's an air freshener thing in it. And then inside it, there's another bin and another compartment. And it's so flipping weird and fantastic all at once for a bin. It's a bin!
Is it for distribution in different types of waste?
Yes. So okay. There's a recycling and general waste and food waste all in this tall tar thing. If there was two of them together, it really would look like New York 20 years ago. That's just what they look like the twin tars of bins. I've got one tar left.
See, now I thought this was going to be more like the diaper genie.
Oh, I had one of those. No,
got one of those.
You turn.
A diaper genie. What the hell do you need a diaper genie for?
No.
And then my son started actually using his diapers, and I suddenly realized, absolutely, we want a diaper genie. So the diaper genie, what it basically is, think of a long cylinder tube.
Yep.
At the top, you have a little a flap that is open with your foot pedal, and inside is a long ring of plastic that rolls out and creates long bags.
So sorry, Greg, one second. Kim, why are you not smirking and giggling at that? You laughed about me missing the entry point. Why are you not laughing at Greg opening the flap with his foot pedal?
twist them around.
Yes.
No. You just toss it into the diaper genie and it goes down the magic chute and you don't see it anymore, you don't smell it anymore.
But it's still there!
You have to take it out.
Right. Yeah.
And then it is the most foul-smelling thing you've ever encountered.
That's the first child thing, that is.
Yes.
When we had the twins, there was something similar like that, but you'd twist as it goes in. Yeah. So every nappy it goes in, it twists so you don't smell each one, which is pretty cool.
That's pretty smart, yeah.
Anyway.
Now there's just throw him in the neighbor's yard.
It's all right, Greg. He's a Democrat. It's all right.
Robin, anything else, my friend?
Yes. Also arrived today, and I'm going to have some fun with these, and they arrived, and I quickly stuck them away, was a box of googly eyes in various sizes. 500 googly eyes, and the biggest one is about like 3-inch diameter, and the smallest ones are like pennies. So I'm going to have fun with googly eyes over the next while.
Have you yet to receive your rice ball shaker?
I haven't got it yet. No, that's a good point. Wow.
Wow.
Huh. No, I haven't got that. So yes, googly eyes are going to appear in the weirdest of places over the next little while, just for laughs.
Oh, dear.
I watched a film that I've never managed to watch ever, ever, ever.
Okay.
And it's called Tremors.
Oh, yes.
Good flick.
Awesome. I love
that movie. Yeah.
With Kevin
Camp horror.
Very, very good.
It's really awesome.
It has the wee Chinese man from who had recognized people in it from Gremlins originally.
Yep.
Yeah, he was there. Yeah, the girl in it. I have no idea what else she did in it. And then there was the two guys, Kevin Bacon and his buddy. And he was in The Right Stuff and a few other movies, stuff like that. But I'm sitting going, Judith, you know, let's watch this. Now, there's another one. It reminded me of one maybe a bit later on with David Duchovny and his wife about these. He was a school teacher, and there was an alien crash, and it was in a pit, and his science class went out, and these things started to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow, and
oh yes,
and they killed him with God. They killed him with head and shoulders at the end of it.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, it reminds me of that a wee bit, but it's even more B movie, and it really is B movie, and just going, what are you watching? It's so bad. It's actually quite good.
Well, I think it's Kevin Bacon and the other actors in the movie. They manage to actually give some decent performances because there's a lot of hammy lines.
Oh, but yeah.
They are such good actors that they deliver them well.
Mm.
And so even though the actual horror elements of this movie are comical at best.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's what makes it work. And it's kind of in the same lines of if you think about Evil Dead, where it was supposed to be horror, but there's so much comedy laid within it and throughout it that it just it doesn't really become a horror movie. It just becomes actually a cult comedy classic.
Black comedy, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's good fun. If you've never seen Tremors, watch Tremors. Okay, a couple of book recommendations. Mindless. I'm now on the Mindless, and it's picked up really good. We're in a stretch limo having fun at the moment. Tank stretch limo, which is the zombie apocalypse one, R.C. Bray, blah, blah, blah. It's Mountain Man series. The new Expeditionary Force book was just released, Dare to Go. Book, is it 12 now? It's getting, ready to wrap it up almost now. So it's called Breakaway Expeditionary Force. That's with the stupid monkeys. You heard us talk about this is the AI that really hates humans and loves them at the same time. And finally, really good book. We're talking about stocks and shares and sales and being Way of the Wolf, which is Jordan, what do you call him? Jordan, what's his name? Belafont, from The Wolf of Wall Street. The man.
Okay.
Jordan Belfort, who was the Wolf of Wall Street, if you've seen the movie. Right. And he is a motivational speaker now and sales guru, always has been.
Makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, and it's really, really interesting book, and he talks about his technique, the same techniques that he spoke to his sales team back then. But it's just interesting because he actually narrates it as well. And that's called Way of the Wolf. So a good recommendation if you're in business or sales or have your own business or want to be motivated or you have to negotiate something, not your normal sort of story type thing. So that's it.
Okay. So listen to Way of the Wolf before you go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess this is my turn then. So it's been a hectic week, on many fronts. We had some auto trouble. One of our cars, basically, we took it in for service. Turns out there were some extenuating issues that we were not aware of. We said, okay, fine, we'll get them fixed. Then I literally was driving it off the lot of the service center for the dealership where we got it serviced, and a check brake system light comes on. And so I just turned it around, brought it back in. They said there was a computer problem. They fixed it, got the car back. And my wife went to take it actually on a trip today. And right after she filled it with gas, it all hell broke loose with the car. All different kinds of check engine lights were coming on. It reduced the power of the car, so she couldn't drive it over 20 miles an hour. I'm just – thankfully, she was at the gas station near local to home. So it didn't impact her there, but we had to take the car back to the service station. Obviously, they'll deal with it on Monday. And it is a drinking moment for sure. But so on top of the car problems, we had workers coming out to actually redo part of our pavers in the front of the house. So we're actually creating a bigger patio area in the front of the house.
Ah, patio!
And so that's been fun. I'm happily paying people to do it, though. There's no way in hell that I would take this project on. It's one thing to lay some flagstone down, but I could not do pavers. So they're in the process of doing that all day Friday during my work hours. I was listening to pavers being cut. They had a big stone saw out there. Mm-hmm. So needless to say, it caused a little disruption to my work day.
You got a few slabbers in then?
Yes, just a few slabbers. I did manage to break away and go into downtown Sacramento yesterday. We had a fun day going into there's kind of a riverfront area in downtown Sacramento. It's a really fun place to go. Very touristy. Things are opening up in California, so it was packed. But I was reminded of just how shitty the downtown area of Sacramento has become as we drove to go to the lakefront area or the riverfront area. We were just passing by like a gazillion homeless encampments and places in downtown area. And it made me sad. It was just, you know, one, I would love for these people to, you know, we can do something better than what we've been doing for sure. But it just reminds me of the job my lovely governor has been doing in our state, which is a shit job. That's my personal opinion, and I stand by it. But we're not going to get into politics. I'm going to move on.
Just about that, actually. Kevin, do you know Kevin? Yeah, he's running for governor. What's his name?
There's a number of people running for governor.
Meet
so,
Kevin. Kevin.
Because we have
Kevin.
The recall happening.
Meet Kevin. Kevin. Just Kevin.
Even just the homeless folk, we're starting to see more as well around the cities in England, and a thing that's common as well around by us now is people are starting to like sit at traffic lights with a cup.
Oh, and God. They're just like we've had that for years, Pete. Welcome to the party.
Well, there we go. This is a new thing that's starting to happen around here.
The sad thing is we have people that are not really homeless that are doing this. That I mean, you literally watch them. They will when it's time to leave for the day. Yeah. They go walk a couple blocks over and get in a car and drive away.
Yeah, I mean, you could kind of tell looking at the person sometimes that they look really, really done in.
My personal belief is, look, you know, I'm going to get into this real quickly. In California, we started this lottery system and this incentive system for the vaccine.
Yeah.
They're pushing the vaccine so hard. We're literally giving people $50 gift cards for getting the vaccine. My son just got a notification because he got his first dose the other day that he's going to get a $50 gift card when he gets his second dose. And they also enter them into a lottery drawing for an actual big prize lottery. It's like $750 million, I think, they've devoted to this lottery system. And I'm like, why not take that money and build some homeless, you know, homes and so that you could actually shelter people and do something good with it, as opposed to pushing this ridiculous need for incentivizing people to take the vaccine. They're going to take it or not take it. It doesn't matter.
In August, every adult that has had been vaccinated in Northern Ireland is getting £100 shopping voucher to go shopping in the streets to encourage businesses again.
Yeah, we get a sticker.
Sorry, this guy is called I follow this guy for right. stock advice, Greg. His name is Kevin Paffrath, Paffrath. He has 1.64 million subscribers on YouTube. Again, that could be anywhere, but so he's big potatoes, you know. This is where he makes his living, and he's a property and stocks and shares. Really, really nice guy. And he's pretty much fed up of what's going on in California, and he's running for governor.
A number of people are
running, running for governor.
It's
going
to be interesting to see how this all plays out. But anyway, so show to watch. I don't know if you guys, I doubt you get them in the UK, but there's a show called Forensic Files. So Pete, you made me think of this when you were talking about your show, but they're usually, I think, an hour long, maybe 45 minutes, but they are real life cases of forensic murders files. Basically, they talk about how the forensics detectives solved these murder cases. And they go through the cases, and like the one I just watched, it was interesting that this woman murdered her husband. She poisoned him with antifreeze.
Yeah.
She gave it to him in drink prior to.
Trump told him.
And then he wasn't dead, and she wanted to kill him, so she was trying to force him to drink more antifreeze. She couldn't get him to do it, so she put it in a turkey baster and shoved it down his throat, and that's how she killed him. with the antifreeze, because he was already basically out of it. He had been drugged enough to where the antifreeze was affecting him, but it hadn't killed him. And so when he was in bed, basically more or less passed out, she took the turkey baster and shot a whole bunch more down. So anyway, it's interesting cases like that, though. They talk about how they found the evidence, all the different things that clued them into, and then they talk about the case and the murder and this the them being prosecuted. So it's good stuff.
So it's highly entertaining. She took the turkey baster out then, because it'd be quite evident when it with a turkey baster in somebody's. Like,
oh yeah, yeah. She had taken the turkey baster out.
They found
his DNA around the tip of the turkey baster, and then they found it was filled. It had remnants of antifreeze in the turkey baster, and then they noted that the antifreeze bottle, which she had placed underneath the bed. To show that he drank it, right? Because she claimed he locked himself in the bedroom. He had thrown up over the side of the bed from the antifreeze, and he was getting sick. And they noticed that the antifreeze bottle didn't have any throw up on it, that it was on top of the throw up. So little things like that, they always seem to find it.
Well, look, I was sitting this morning, Greg, as we, Judith and I get up early and try to get up before the brats get up, and we were sitting watching, you know, I get a cup, make fresh coffee, watch a bit of YouTube, flick through, and I'm sitting watching the GOP conference in North Carolina. How sad am I? And Judith's sitting there going, I really think you think you're American. You do realize you do realize you're not. I said, like, Judith, let's just go. Come on, let's do it. Let's go. So, yeah. She says, you know you're not American. Because I'm there. Because the big man comes on. And I'm going, right. Yay! So, great to see you again, lad. So, yeah. You think you're not American, Robin? Yeah. It's just, anyway, I might go to Maryland.
I'm going to finish it out real quickly for a recommendation. This is a movie from a few years back. It's called Coach Carter.
Mm-hmm. That's a good show.
Samuel L. Jackson. We caught it on a rerun, and just a fantastic movie. Mm. Really enjoyed it, so wanted to give that a little shout out love.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All right. Enough of our time. Let's talk about games.
Games.
Shall we play a game?
If you're gonna play the game,
play
boy,
game.
You gotta learn.
You are one pathetic loser.
Kenny Rogers. I love that. I love how you've introduced that into it. It's ice.
It is good, that, isn't it?
Love it.
Now we're gonna get a strike on our YouTube channel.
You gotta play the game, boy. I was listening to it one day after Islands in the Stream.
Yeah.
And okay. No, I was in the bath playing with Islands in the Stream.
Quickly, let's talk about June games that we pay for, that we get for free.
Alrighty. Your games with gold for June is The Kingsbird, which is available now at the end of the month. Shadows Awakening, which is available from the 16th to July 15th. Neo Geo Battle Coliseum, which is available now through the 15th. And Injustice Gods Among Us, which is available the 16th through the 30th. For your PlayStation Plus games, we have Operation Tango for the PlayStation 5, which I've heard from our friend Sarah is very good. So,
hi, Sarah. You know.
Right. Virtua Fighter 5 Ultimate Showdown for PS4, and Star Wars Squadrons also for the PS4. Then for your Twitch Prime games for the month of June, we have Batman, the Telltale series, Newfound Courage, Lost in Harmony, BFF or Die, Spit Kiss, that's a hell of a name for a game, I have to say, Mugsters, Bomb Slinger, Mana Spark, and Frog Climbers, which is also a weird name for a game, but whatever. For your Stadia Pro games for June, we have Chronos Before the Ashes, MotoGP 20, The Legend of Heroes, Trails of Cold Fire 3, and Blue Fire. A lot of fire going on there. Fire. And then for your Epic games, we have Frostpunk until the 10th of June. So, and I've heard that one's really good too, so...
All I know is right now I really want crab cakes. Thanks, Boomer. I appreciate that. Noticing this in the chat, I'm like, oh, crab cakes sound amazing right now.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, moving on. It's an interesting list of games for sure. Twitch Prime Games seems to have some decent ones in there. The PlayStation one's obviously still very strong. I did find it interesting. The Star Wars Squadrons game is the PS4 version. So does that mean you have to pay for the PS5 upgrade? Because they did give it a patch, I believe.
But it's for the players, Greg, so...
We'll see. Anyway. All right. We'll move on. We will talk about the games we've been playing. Let's talk about it. Pete, I know you're not talking about chess this week. I might be.
Play chess. I've continued to play chess. I'm not going to talk about it, but yeah, I've played chess. It's been great.
I love giving you crap about it, but I love chess. I think it's a fantastic game. So I don't want to make people think we discourage playing of chess. We just like giving you shit in particular because you take it so well.
Yeah. Well, I like chess a lot now. I've accepted the fact. And I've had a real shit couple of weeks with this chess app. And do you know, before when I was on about getting my score over 500, my XP score, and I even got close to 600. Now it's about 420. So I've had a real shit time. But I'm still plugging away. I'm playing puzzles. I'm enjoying my games of chess. And I've met a few friends on the app that try and play me here and there. Yeah, and there we go. It's good.
By the way, Pete says he likes playing chess. Somebody on our podcast team apparently likes chess. Differences.
Okay.
Think boobies.
Oh. What's happening? Kim's on the phone. Robin's holding his mouth. I'm only just looking at...
No, anyway. Move on.
I've missed the visual cues, Pete.
I know.
Okay, I've just looked across and I just looked at the sky. Anyway, right. So the only other game that I fired up today, because I've had a little bit of time, is Assassin's Creed. I fired up my Xbox and I've installed Control from Game Pass just to... I thought to myself, I'll fire that up, Control, just to give it a go. And then I seen Assassin's Creed in the corner, and I was like, oh, man, I've missed that. I've played, 120-some-odd hours, or 130-some-odd hours, and I thought, I fancy a couple of hours on that. So I did. I went on to Assassin's Creed, and now I'm at a point, because Mark spoiled it when he was on the podcast last... when was that? 8 months ago. He said that the last mission involves going back to Norway, and I'm at that point now, so it looks like I'm towards the end of the game. I enjoyed my time on it today, but there's nothing new about the game. There's some DLC that I've not downloaded yet, I've not purchased, so I'll probably do that eventually. But I suppose it's a time thing for me, it's the reason why I've not been on the console. But I've seen it in the corner. And I just thought, instead of playing Control and getting into a new game, I'm just going to carry on with Assassin's Creed. Better the devil you know. I didn't need any upgrade. Right. So I just thought I'd go for it. And that's what I did. But that's it. It's pointless to be carrying on about stuff because I've not played much.
That's okay. It's all right. It's not always about what we've been playing. We also talk about other things.
Yeah.
It's okay. It happens. Life happens. But speaking of life happening, Kim is on the phone at the moment, so we will either... One, we'll just create our own version of what Kim was going to say, which could be fun.
Could I do an audio control, like a voiceover of what she's saying?
It's kind of like, what was that, the old show, Mystery Science Theater, where they would talk over the video. So if we just put Kim's picture up, we'd just be like, I played some more Call of Duty. Yeah, I played some multiplayer with...
I wouldn't have went that way at all. I wouldn't have went that way at all. I really wouldn't.
No. I was getting there, Robin. I was getting there.
What would you do?
I was going to introduce some dildo conversations. I was going to introduce some drug usage, but no, apparently we can't do this.
He's just got that sick look on his face. He's going to come out with some of the really fast. I can just see.
She's on to this. There's a complaints department for the sperm bank. She went to the sperm bank. And she went to the reception, and the girl said, "I'm sorry, madam, but you do realize that you're a woman, you can't really give sperm here." And she goes,
oh.
So that's what
that horrible Robin.
Sorry. Anyway, moving on. Mass Effect.
The podcast is totally derailed. Robin.
Mass Effect. Okay, so I finished the wonderful and absolutely fantastic Mass Effect 1, which, on looking back and starting Mass Effect 2, sorry, Pete, and starting Mass Effect 2, I realize how fucking crap the inventory and stuff is of Mass Effect 2, and how wonderful it was in Mass Effect 1, as complicated and hard to get to know it was wonderful. Things that are missing immediately from starting on Mass Effect 2, even though it looks better and the controls are better, but stuff like, you could see how powerful your weapons were on an easy to read chart on Mass Effect 1, and you can't in Mass Effect 2. The leveling up is nerfed and way turned down, and so even though Mass Effect 1 was clunky, there was some stuff they really got right as far as the role-playing game or RPG is concerned, where Mass Effect 2 becomes more arcadey. I have, of course, and then the other stuff is you now start to get this, did you apologize for me?
No, not for you.
Oh, okay, thanks.
For us in general.
So now you've got the star map, the big galaxy star map comes around, and now you have this cute little ship that you go, and you have to buy your probes to go, and that's the best sound ever. I wish I had the sound. It is
a good song.
Yeah, and then
by the way, they made a rap song with the probe sound in it. There's a Mass Effect rap song that has the probe sound in it. You need to look that up.
Okay. So you have to scan for your fine metals and bits and pieces, and that helps you upgrade stuff. And that, again, it's better as it went along in the further games, but it's a missed opportunity. It didn't go far enough, and people were hungry for that stuff. So I've been tipping away at some of the missions. There's a lot of stuff I've completely forgotten, because I'd probably fly through Mass Effect 2. I went and done the side mission today, which had the hammerhead. You went and fired this hammer, this vehicle called a hammerhead, which is like the replacement to the Miko, which isn't in Mass Effect 2 at all. The little six-wheeled boy. And this hammerhead is a side mission, short side mission, and it's like a jet-powered thing. It has rockets. And it's like the Miko, but a rocket-powered one, no wheels on it at all, and it sort of jumps.
Does it control better than the Miko?
It does! So much more, Kim.
Yes.
Woo! Did you get your delivery done? And, but even still, it's slicker, the menus are good, the gameplay is fantastic, and the story, so Mass Effect 2 is all about building your team. It's a team-building game! So you have to go and build your team and build the loyalty of your team, and then you go on that final big suicide mission at the end, and the music is stirring, and I'm loving it. I mean, I got a couple of nights this week for a few hours, I love it. The story's still fantastic, but unfortunately now, even though I hated the oddness and the clunkiness of the Mass Effect 1 menus when I first played it, this time now I miss it playing Mass Effect 2. But lovely, and the lovely Miranda is here, and some. So now, I mean, I didn't play with any relationships with anyone in the first game whatsoever. I stayed away from all that, believe it or not.
He's going to make up for it now.
I don't know.
I was going to say.
No, because I'm still playing as a bastard. So,
So bastards don't want to get laid either.
That's what I've been playing. Loving it. Loving it. I missed that bit. Kim. I missed that. I'll catch up.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll catch up.
I'm going to give you an option here, Kim.
Okay.
Delete or not delete?
Here's your option, Kim. You can tell us what you played this week, or if you don't want option door number one, you go with option door number two.
Oh dear.
Which is just let what we said your gaming play was like this week stand.
No.
That is your call.
No. I don't know why I missed while I was Robin's on the phone, but I have a feeling it was awful. So, yeah.
Robbie can't talk. He had a mouthful.
Yeah.
Kim.
Anyway, Kim, Call of Duty Cold War Outbreak, you've continued to play.
Yes, I'm playing more zombies with Boomer. So
I think Boomer, by the way, is also going to just totally throw us under the bus. He likely heard everything, so.
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't that bad. Seriously, spit, don't swallow. It wasn't really that bad. It wasn't. It was a bit of fun.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I had a feeling I missed something, but that's okay. It's you guys, and
that's life.
It's all right. You know, there'll be payback at some point.
It's kind of like one of the kids going into school and telling the teacher that their daddy grows weed at home, and then having to go home and find that the teacher's been in touch to say what the heck's going on at your house, and then the child coming home and explaining that they talked about the weed in the garden.
Right. As then in, the teacher says, well, also, can I buy some?
As in the weeds in the garden? Not as yes. in... The, yeah, anyway.
Moving on.
Anyway, yeah, I've been playing some zombies, and it's fun. So the cool thing is they've got a dragon in this game, which I didn't know. But yes, they have a dragon, and you hit the button to make the dragon show up. And when you kill the zombies, you have to wait till you get them in the circle, and the dragon will eat the zombies. It's hilarious as all hell. I love all it. Right. So, okay. Yeah. So, you know, if you guys want to play zombies or something sometime, let me know.
I have the free multiplayer battle royale version of Call of Duty. I don't think I've bought into the full thing.
Well, you know, you might as well now because I bought it and it's on sale now.
Expected to go free, Kim. This is the plan, actually. Once you buy something, I totally stay away from buying it. Because I know it's going to come for free at some point.
At some point, probably. It'll be on Game Pass, like, tomorrow or something. You just wait. So...
You never know. All right. Speaking of Game Pass, I have been playing MechWarrior 5 on my Series X. So this is very much I call it a throwback game. It came out on PC first. They ported it over to the Series X and the Xbox. I think it's on PlayStation. I could be wrong. If you've played MechWarrior games before, this is what it is. You're in giant mechs. You're battling out, you know, huge robots on planets.
Is it as good as Titanfall?
No, it is. It is very different than Titanfall, and I think Titanfall did it better on a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But what Titanfall didn't have, which this game does, is the variety of mechs.
Gotcha.
Titanfall, you basically had three different types of mechs to choose from, and then you could kind of kit them out. This has about 50 different types of mechs. And they have all different kinds of limitations between heat variances, the amount of weapons they can carry, the armor that they have. And so you fit them and outfit them based on kind of the frame. And that will be part of your limitations. I don't know what Robin's got up on screen. It's probably not complimentary to me, but that's okay.
No, it's mech. Anyway. It's mech. It's the mech. It's Zemeckis.
Fair enough. But I will say this. This feels like when you see the cutscenes play out in this game, or when you're, there's not really cutscenes. It's more in-game engine discussion moments where you're talking to NPC characters. It reminds me very much of like an old Quake game. The character models are not great. The lip sync is questionable. And the dialogue is pretty wooden. And so from that standpoint, it feels very old school PC. You've got your in-game action, which is all fine and good, but the menu systems and getting there just has that kind of, and I'll call it the PC clunkiness. It's not to try and be disparaging, but it just reminds me of older PC games. But on the flip side, what I like about MechWarrior 5 is it feels very much like the in-action version of Battletech. They're in the same universe. The Battletech game is a turn-based, kind of XCOM-like game. And MechWarrior 5 is more action-oriented, where you're controlling your characters either in the first-person or third-person views. And they all use the same systems. So both games use the exact same loadout systems. It's all governed by the same types of things and limitations. So jumping from one game to the other is actually pretty easy. You start to kind of understand what you need to do for your mechs in one game. It's the same thing you do with the other game. I still think I prefer Battletech.
Right, okay.
And I've been playing Battletech with the guys from the SEAL podcast. They started a Battletech league. I actually played Fraser for the first time on Friday. Yeah, we had a match. It took like an hour and a half to do. It was fun.
Wow.
It did not go my way. But you know what the interesting part about it is, as you're playing, this is kind of like chess. So Pete, this is where I think a game like this you would enjoy. The strategy part of it is there. You are making moves. You will understand where you make mistakes, and you will try and hopefully learn from them. My biggest mistake battling Fraser was he was sitting in – he was playing a cow, yes, the dancing cow.
Thank you very much.
Fraser played the role. He said it was the indigenous people. I said it was Indians, and he scolded me for saying Indians, but that's neither here nor there. He was sitting in the woods. He used cover very well. He was hiding. It was kind of...
He's very small.
He is. He was tactically smart in that regard. And I just said, screw it. And I went for it to try and flush him out. That did not go my way. But it came down to basically we had two mechs on the field each. And they were battling it out. But the odds were against me. And it unfolded the way I thought it would, which was him winning, the son of a bitch. But I'll get my revenge. We will battle again. It'll happen. And we'll regroup from there. But anyway, Battletech, very much enjoy that game. MechWarrior 5, it's on Game Pass. I'm enjoying it. I think it's an acquired taste game, though. So download it if you have Game Pass. You can check it out. Just know this is a PC game. Mm-hmm. I do think the gamepad controls actually work better than what I experienced playing it on my PC. Now, it could also be because the Series X, I think, performs better than my PC did with this game. But overall, I'm enjoying my time with MechWarrior 5, but it's not like, oh my god, you need to start playing this right now.
Yeah.
So.
So look, there's something just when we're talking about, you know, being small there. It's something reminded me. It jogged a memory because, as you know, I've been watching Buck Rogers in the 25th century, and and. You know that Mark Wright, you know that your man?
Yes.
Hello, my fellow podcast family.
You may remember him from episodes of the Overseas Connection maybe 2 years ago. he wears these these headphones. And, the guy who played Tweaky and the Tweaky headphones that Mark wears is Felix Silla. And sadly, Tweaky died on the 16th of April this year. Mark.
We may have to have a memorial because I think Mark has killed his headphones as well.
Yeah. So you know, maybe that's why. Maybe when Mark's headphones died, Felix Silla died as well. So
that's crazy to think about because I think it might have been the same time frame. Yeah. I'm just saying.
It's all Mark's fault.
It is all
Mark's fault. That makes sense.
Hey, you know what makes more sense? Let's talk about some news.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Here is the fucking news.
All right, so we are past all of the game conversation of what we've been playing, and now we're on to the part that people actually really want to hear about, which is stuff that is real and people care about. Right, Pete? All the news. We love the news. We love talking about the news. Gaming. We cannot get enough of gaming news. No Man's Sky continues to... I have to say, I'm very impressed. Hello Games, they launched this game out. They took all kinds of crap because the game didn't live up to its initial promises. They have built on this game. They have patched it and patched it and patched it to the point that it is delivering on what they originally envisioned and then some. And they just talked about a new patch they're bringing out, 3.5. It's called Prisms. It's adding a bunch of new texture effects, biodome details, skies, reflections, warping effects. basically making the game visually look better. And I saw some of the video on the enhancements, and it does look really impressive.
It's on the screen. It's lovely.
Looks surprised. Nice. And as Kim pointed out, flying pets, they have introduced into the game. And let's face it, if you have flying pets, you don't need anything else, apparently.
Nope, not anything.
But yeah, that was actually a running joke, by the way. I talked about the patch. I talked about all of the different effects that they were adding in. And Kim's like, oh, yeah, flying pets. That's all she cares about, flying
pets. That's all I care about. Yep, flying pets.
Anyway, but yeah, so if you like No Man's Sky, there's no better time than to jump back in and have a look. Okay, now we're going to start getting into a lot of E3. Actually, before we get into the E3 conversation, I'm going to skip down real quickly. Sony had a blog interview post that came out. This has some E3 implications, I guess, but really it's more about kind of their plans for the rest of this year. So officially they said God of War, the sequel, is being delayed into 2022. They also talked about cross-gen games and that Sony would continue to support that. And so this was an interview with Herman Holst, who is the former Guerrilla Games director, I believe, headed up the studio there. But now he's in charge of all of PlayStation games. I should say games as in studios. So he's not taken over for Jim Ryan. Jim Ryan is still very much there. But Herman Holst kind of runs all the studios and does what I believe Matt Booty does on the Microsoft side. Scheduling the games, the studios, organizing everything, making it a well-oiled machine. So he said they're going to push out God of War to next year. He also said they're still very much focused on internally, you know, future game development. He did talk about the Horizon for Forbidden West, God of War, and GT7, Gran Turismo 7 being cross-gen games, which I think nobody had really confirmed one way or another. He said those games, where it makes sense, will stay cross-gen, and others that they'll keep as PS5-only versions. So Ratchet & Clank is really one of that and Returnal, I guess, are the two PS5-only games right now in the foreseeable future. But God of War, GT7, and Horizon Forbidden West will be cross-gen. So you'll get them on the PS4. You'll also have a PS5 version for those games.
I'd hope so, with the amount of people that can't get a PS5 console.
Yeah, I think that definitely is part of this. But, you know, I think maybe that was always part of the plan. I know Jim Ryan came out and said, we believe in generations, and he really made it sound like they were just going to cut it off right then and there. Like nothing moving forward after August was going to be ever made for the PlayStation 4 from Sony, but that just is not the case. And I think the reality was that was never going to be the case. I think they understood they could make still a ton of money by offering up PlayStation 4 versions for certain games.
Well, I reckon if they would have sold PS5s in a way that they really wanted to initially in their plans, I don't think they would have released a God of War for the PS4 as well. I think it would have all been PS5 and it would have been very matter of fact as it has been before. But I don't know. I don't know.
It's hard to say. I mean, obviously we don't know what all has shifted, what all hasn't shifted. But I always found that comment from Jim Ryan back when he first made it, I found it suspect because I just had a hard time believing they weren't going to at least have some cross-gen games. And obviously the pandemic has played a big part in all of this as well.
Yeah,
so, but it is what it is. So expect those games to come out in 2022. By the way, for Horizon Forbidden West, the plan right now is to launch this year, but they wouldn't give a definitive date, and they said, as of right now, the plan is to launch it this year, which to me implies this easily could slip out of 2021 into 2022 based on just COVID development issues that may come into play. Okay, for E3. We now have a few more conferences that have been announced, so I thought we would give a little bit of time to talk about that. The biggest one really is Nintendo. They announced that on June 15th, they will do a Nintendo Direct that will run for around 40 minutes. And they said it'll be exclusively about software, most of which will be coming out in 2021. So that is interesting because there's been a ton of speculation around a Switch Pro or next Switch, if you will. So we'll talk about that in our own predictions, I'm sure. But that is the plan as of right now. June 15th, the Nintendo Direct. EA has revealed the next Battlefield game will happen June 9th. And they'll do a big reveal for that. That'll be at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, so get ready for that. And that, I think, starts right before, because I believe, isn't Jeff Keighley's Game Fest, that starts June 10th. So this is even before that. So June 9th, I guess, now is the day our E3 coverage starts. And then lastly, Square Enix said that they will be presenting on June 13th, and that will be at 12:15 Pacific time, 8:15 British Standard Time. And they'll be serving up world premieres from Eidos, Montreal, Babylon's Fall, and Life is Strange. So some games to look forward to there. I'm sure they'll have a few more surprises. But yeah, so that's the more or less the news of the week. But of course, this is pre-E3. So we wanted to talk about predictions. We do this every year. We give our predictions. Some are a little more silly than others. Some are more concrete. Most of all, I think most of them usually don't come true. We are by no means insiders. We are just taking our stab at what we've been hearing out in the world that we think might make sense. So, I'm just going to kind of go through. We'll each read off at least one from our list as we go through this. Dare I say, we'll do a round robin on this. So we'll all start. We'll just follow the list. It'll go Greg, Robin, Tim, Pete. So I will start. First off, my first prediction is Flight Sim will be made available for Xbox during the week of E3. It won't necessarily happen the day of the conference, but they will announce it'll be live sometime during the week of E3.
Okay, I'd say Psychonauts 2 would be the one that would be free. I'd say they'll announce it for the summer, but I don't know. Not free. Well, it will be on Game Pass, I suppose. I don't know. Maybe.
Who knows? It's my prediction. I'll stick quiet for now.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think I didn't have that on, but Psychonauts 2 has been teased quite a bit, and it's a smaller Double Fine game, and they've been teasing little bits and pieces of late. So I'd say that's a likely. Oh, it's available now on Game Pass. But yes, I'm on board. All aboard! The flight simulator thing, because it's like a plane, okay. Plane things that go up in the sky, and nobody knows what those are any longer. Yeah.
Yeah, and God knows it has to run better on my Series X than it does on my PC. Although I do fear not having the keyboard controls might be a little more challenging.
But have you not got a big, like, male phallic joystick thing to play with?
I actually do. It's literally behind my back, so that will
be... Oh, too right it is. I'm sure it is.
Series X, yeah. Big phallic thing is behind my back, Robin.
Yeah. Yeah, it's taped to the wall with duct tape and stuff, so you just... Lean back on it. Yeah.
Is what it is. Hey, Robin, what is your first prediction you want to talk about?
I mentioned this before. Is it a prediction? Okay.
It's not really a prediction. It's a bit of an obvious one.
Yeah. Okay. Prediction.
Is it now?
There will be. Okay. I'm going to go in reverse order. I can't remember the game with the two. It'll come to me. There will not be a new Nintendo Pro this year. It doesn't make sense.
What?
It doesn't make sense.
Why?
Because it just doesn't. There's just the parts are a problem. Distribution's a problem. Everything like that. It's June, and if they wanted it for the Christmas season, it would need to be in the bank. No, I don't think so.
I'm sorry. Did you say this year?
Yeah. Not this year.
Oh, yeah.
Not this year.
I agree. Yeah. Next year, though.
It doesn't really make sense to launch any hardware at this moment in time.
No.
Okay. All right. So no Nintendo Pro announcement for Robin for this year.
We're fans.
We'll go to you next. No. What's your first prediction you want to get out there?
I think Halo Infinite will get a definite release date on E3. I don't know. I think it's probably time.
This year, Kim?
Well, I don't know if it'll be out this year.
Plant your flag one way or the other. In or out,
Kim? I think if they're going to do it this year, I think it'll be around Christmas time, probably.
Okay.
That would be my guess, because it seems like a lot of the big games, they usually try to release around like the holidays and whatnot to get more people, you know, to pick them up. So around Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that, that's what they're playing. So I think Halo Infinite will get a definite release date.
Okay. All right, definitive release date coming.
Okay, well, no, I think it is make or break for Halo Infinite. I think after the first showing last year and the bad reception, even though I didn't think it looked that bad, but the bad reception that it got, it has to... make or break is when it actually comes out, I suppose, and how playable it is. But I think they need to impress the nerdatsy of it, like us out there. You know, it needs to blow us away in some way or another. And I think that's, I actually, my prediction about that would be that that's what they open with. No.
Yeah.
It's definitely, at this stage, it's not the last thing. I actually think, as well as, if it is the first thing they open with, I think some people will go, Halo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I lean towards them opening the show with Halo.
Yeah.
We know it's going to get shown. It'll be shown. They have to show it. Mm-hmm. But I think they lead with it as opposed to trying to wrap up with it. I think if they wrap up with it, unless it is going to just visually blow us away, which I'm not sure it will at this point. It's going to be an upgrade, but I just don't know how big of an upgrade. So do you want that to be the last piece of your show? I think not. I think they'll lead with Halo and say, hey, here it is. We've made improvements. We get it out of the way from the get-go, and then we show you a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. Speaking of which, game do you think that they close with?
I think they will close with Starfield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Starfield. I think they bookended it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Pete, I know that's actually one of your first predictions here. Starfield trailer, gameplay.
Aliens 2. No.
Yeah. Cinematic trailer. Yeah. Gameplay. And I predict a spring release.
Do you? For what, sorry?
An early...
For Starfield. Early
Starfield.
Spring. Okay.
Spring. And just to kind of consolidate, I have Starfield also in one of my predictions, but I said a Q1 release. So spring is typically Q2.
I said
Q1. But I do think they will also confirm it is Xbox and PC only, definitively getting out any ambiguity moving forward.
Okay. Set precedent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we will absolutely see something from Fable. I think it'll be a trailer with some gameplay in it.
It has to.
But not necessarily gameplay. If that makes sense. So you've seen trailers before where they have some CGI stuff in it, but then they they show you some gameplay. I think that's what we'll get with Fable. I don't think they're just going to do a full gameplay only trailer.
No.
It could be a really funny scene. You know, it could be something like a bit almost like a comedy scene from Fable, you know? So.
Well, I mean, their announcement trailer was actually hysterical. If you recall, it was you had the fairy and she was flying through and it was all wonderful. And then suddenly the Frogator.
Yep.
So I think they're going to continue on with that kind of humor for sure. So Robin, you're predicting a chicken chaser kind of
comedy type thing. Absolutely. Yeah, it'll be fun. It will be good. Fable, it'll be fantastic. So it has to. They have to get that John Cleese humor type thing on the go.
Right.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's not going to work. It won't be Fable.
Yeah. Now, Robin, and just to, again, going back to talking about Starfield, I just realized you think Starfield might be coming this year.
Yeah. Could it?
All right.
Is it possible? I mean, it's been in the works for years. Could it?
Anything's possible.
You know, it's possible.
So you're hanging your hat on this year.
Maybe. ? Hashtag.
There's loads of games that have been in production for ages, or they've been delayed, or there's... No.
We need to start planting our flagpole here. So, Robin, in or out? Yes or no? This year? no straddling the fence with the question mark. You either are saying it's this year or not. I'm committed to Q1. Pete's committed to Q2.
Yeah.
What do you think, Robin?
This year.
Q4. Okay. Get after
it. All right. Robin's down for holiday Starfield. Okay. Kim, what next are you predicting?
I think we'll see more of Avowed. I don't know if we'll get, like, when it'll be released or anything like that, but compared to what they showed us last year, which wasn't a whole heck of a lot, I think we'll see more of it this year.
So. That's interesting. I thought about that. I wonder if we do, maybe we don't. I mean, I think it'd go either way on this. Mm-hmm. It makes sense that they would show more, but I also wonder if they may just say, you know what, we can this for the C3. We show other things that are closer to coming out. And leave this as something that people are still excited about. I don't know.
It'll be possible. I mean, we've seen enough of these now over the years to, you know, who knows what they'll be bringing out and what they won't show. So
I think that's a good prediction, though. I think we do actually probably get a little more Avowed. Pete, what about you? What are you thinking next on your prediction list?
That suits you, Keith.
It's a thing of the show where I just get interrupted. Oh, lovely. I'm gonna go. Jesus fucking. Right. I'm gonna go against Robin's thing about the Nintendo and say that there's gonna be a Switch Pro or a Switch 2. Announced with. Or there's going to be an exclusive to the next Switch generation with like an Odyssey, a new Mario Odyssey or Breath of the Wild 2.
So what exactly is your prediction here? I mean, you're kind of all over the map with this. You're like, well, there's going to be a Switch Pro or a 2. So you basically the next Switch, you're saying they will announce it with an exclusive game.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That is bold. That is bold. I applaud you for going bold. I just don't think.
Wait, bold or bald?
What else do you think they're going to come with then? They've got a 40-minute show. What they've got to come with something.
I think in Smash Brothers they will show off plenty of gameplay. And if you can, remember, this is the company that took about 30 minutes showing off every Pokemon character at E3.
So, there's going to be some Pokemon shit as well.
Yeah, they can fill time if they want.
Ridge Racer! Everyone remember? Ridge Racer!
No, but I mean, I literally think, it was two E3s back during the Nintendo Direct. They literally took about 20 minutes talking, just literally showing each new Pokemon character. And I was just like, what in the hell are we watching? But people ate it up. They loved it.
I'm not being precise in my predictions. I'm just going like completely all out there, apart from my chess one, which I follow. So
okay, all right, fair enough. my prediction: Microsoft will in fact announce a new acquisition studio on stage.
Another one?
Oh, well, surely
another studio.
They don't be
surprised. Really?
Put Duke on the show.
Yeah. And there's been some rumblings on some different possible companies that might be being announced. So it'll be interesting. I do think that is happening. I just don't. I'm not entirely sure. I trust some of the bigger names. Like there's been Sega floated out there. I don't think that's happening.
No.
But there's another one that absolutely makes sense. Well, I'll just talk about it. It's Crytek. Yeah. I think Crytek 100% could be a possible acquisition for Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Robin, what next for you?
I think one of the things that would really, you know, get me really excited sort of thing would be Indiana Jones. Bethesda is working on an Indiana Jones game. And I kind of think that would be kind of darn cool to really...
Yeah.
Get that there, because you can imagine where it is, you know, all of the PlayStation games and stuff in the past, and Tomb Raider and everything, you know, pretty much has been Indiana Jones. Even Tomb Raider is female Indiana Jones, and you know, it's been a long time since it's been a really good one, and you can imagine one done in the same style as those games. So yeah, that would really make me, you know, it would make me, you know, I would be really, really happy with that. You know?
So here's a question, and I won't hold you to the fire on this, but do you think it's a tease, or do you think it's a legitimate, like, full-blown gameplay?
Well, Starfield is by whom? By who? Who's making Starfield?
It's the Bethesda team, I believe.
Yeah, so...
Don't say that they're going to join with... what's the other guy? Obsidian.
Well,
to start making that.
Bethesda are on the stage with Microsoft. They're not having a separate show.
Right.
So, you know, yes, Starfield at the end, but there has to be something else big there. So Indiana Jones, for me, is going to be... It's one of those things, so that...
I personally think that they should go a separate way from, because of what I predicted, and I'm, you know, sorry to jump in, Greg.
No, that's okay.
Outer Worlds 2 trailer. And I really think that Outer Worlds is very close to the Fallout game, as far as style, you know, that dirty out there, like,
grungy, horrible. Grungy,
that
yep.
style, that thing.
You're saying an actual sequel, not just, you know, a DLC, but you're saying a true full blown sequel announced.
Yeah. But I think from what Robin's saying though, with Indiana Jones, I think something completely separate, out there, and just completely apart, you know, breaking away from the Fallout environment, or what's the word I'm trying to get anyway? Away from the Fallout environment and world and universe. Just go into something different, be bold. And I think that'd be so cool if they could just do that, if they'd announced just a little bit of a snippet, a little bit of a flavor, of Indiana Jones. I think that'd be really good, because I think there's going to be an Outer Worlds 2 dropping.
All right, okay. Kim, you had some thoughts around Game Pass.
Yeah, I mean, I know we've talked about this before, and I still wonder if they're not going to drop us a little something about Game Pass, like maybe a family subscription or some little something to that effect, because, I mean, let's face it, Game Pass has been gangbusters for them, so maybe they might want to, sweeten the deal a little bit, too, while they're at it.
Okay, all right, so you're saying... They expand the subscription model in some fashion or another.
Mm-hmm.
Not just, I mean, we know we're going to get a sizzle trailer, if not the whole conference. My guess is at some point we will see all the games from here moving forward are on Game Pass exclusively.
Oh, yeah.
You know, something
sure.
like that. You know that'll happen. But you're saying something with the subscription model that they announce, possibly a family subscription. Okay. All right. I can dig that.
Yep.
Pete, okay, we got your Switch announcement. You're out of Worlds prediction. What's this about 12 minutes? Pete?
I'm sorry, I was on mute, and I was just looking at the Twitch feed and all those gingers on it, and it just doesn't let up, does it? It just does not let up. 12 minutes. It's one of those games, an interactive thriller about someone trapped in a time loop, which obviously goes for 12 minutes. And I think this has been going on for ages now, and it's a game that I've been dying to play. And I think that they'll showcase this, and they'll give some more gameplay, and they'll give a release date, because it's been a long time coming. So
for the release date... Let's just get specific on that. Do you think it's Q3 this year? Do you think it's this year at all?
I think it's Q4 this year.
Q4. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Cool. By the way, I have created a separate document. I've put all the predictions in there. We will review all of these. We'll see how well we did after E3.
Okay,
here's a big one. Here's a big one for you. Will Beyond Good and Evil 2 be talked about at all I mean, is it?
What do you think, Robin? You have it in your predictions.
I do, yeah. See, you know, in 2020 they lost the guy Ansel, didn't he? Didn't he go? And so they were doing these sort of internal evaluations about how the company was being run. I think he was a real bastard.
Ouch!
So. Yeah, I mean, I love Beyond Good and Evil. Oh dear.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I didn't need to see that.
Was that wasn't done on purpose, was it?
I don't know.
Don't think so. No.
Oh my god.
Anyway, continue on. Beyond Good and Evil 2. You think it's gonna be at the show, or do you think they completely don't talk about it?
Wow, isn't it amazing? You know, isn't it amazing to think that they may Ubisoft. I mean, Ubisoft are having an event, aren't they? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd think if they had something, see, again, it's a bit like some of the other ones. It has to, oh god, sorry, Amish Paradise by Weird Al Yankovic has just came out. I was watching a YouTube video the other morning of these people in a Amish restaurant, and they had went on his Bluetooth on his phone and taking over the big screen TV that was in the buffet restaurant, and he put this video up, and some of the Amish people were laughing, and some of them were definitely not. Anyway, sorry, Weird Al Yankovic.
Focus, bro.
Yeah, they have to show something good, you know. They have to show content, a bit like Fable as well, a bit like Halo. If they're going to show it, another teaser trailer. The cost millions of CGI.
Well, question to you is on this prediction, yes or no, is it at the show?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. What else
Robin
would they
is
do?
In. Beyond Good and Evil 2. And I personally hope it happens. I am fearful this has been killed in the background, and we just don't know.
Yeah, there's that too.
It's been so weird.
I'm flicking through the Wikipedia page here, and it kind of dies at about 2020.
Yeah, it looked promising. They had so much. I mean, there was a huge hype around it off the trailer they showed, and then
no, it looked like a movie. It didn't look like a game. Yeah. I would have watched that movie. Well,
yeah, I would watch that movie. Honestly, yeah. I would. I would absolutely watch that movie. Maybe that's what they should do. Maybe they should take some of these IPs that they're realizing they don't want to make the game for it and just turn it into a movie. I don't know. All right, Kim.
Yes.
You have one more prediction in your list here. Something to do with Dragon Age.
Well, yeah, and it's kind of like, it's I don't know if I'm going to call it a prediction or not. It's kind of like what I said last week. I think we're going to see more than just the short little, you know, blurb and stuff that they showed us last year. I don't know that we'll get a when it'll be out. More likely it'll be like, well, it'll be out, you know, year 2022, some sort of thing like that. But I do think we'll see a little more this year than what we saw last year. At least I'm hopeful. So, okay. I mean, I'm kind of going along with what you said. I would like to see that too, if they did such a thing. I mean, I have.
Well, we could talk about that. So, I threw in my prediction. EA would talk about the new Dragon Age, very similar to what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I did take it a step further, though. I think they might, I'll stick to my landing. Mm-hmm. They will announce a remastered version similar to Mass Effect for Dragon Age.
And I would totally buy it, even though I don't need to.
Yeah. And they'll have that to fill the gap of while we're still waiting for the next Dragon Age.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm good with that.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Pete, you are back. Thank you for showing us your, I believe, pink underwear. Thank
you. You are meeting us?
Yeah. No. Okay. Pete, what's your next prediction?
Right. What has happened?
All kinds of things, but you're next on the list. Go through whichever you have. I mean, Donkey Kong. Let's talk about that. You think a new Donkey Kong is coming?
Well, it's been talked about since, was it 2018, 2017? Could be a thing that we mentioned. Who knows?
Okay.
I don't know. It's been
prediction, though, I'm going to nail you to the floor on this. You're saying they will announce a new Donkey Kong game of some kind.
Well, yeah. Maybe just give it a little bit of a feature. Who knows?
Okay. All right. Okay.
It's been worked on for a few years now, so why not just drop it at this point?
Okay. Fair enough.
Who knows?
Okay. I will predict that Ubisoft will finally announce a new Splinter Cell game.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, yeah.
I'm wanting this to come to be. It has yet to actually happen. I think I've predicted this for 3 years running. I'm hoping Ubisoft is not dead with Splinter Cell and they're just giving it some time to breathe, but they will in fact bring it back. I have no faith this is actually going to happen. This is more me just really wanting it to happen. Yep. But I'll throw it out there. We get a new Splinter Cell game, not just DLC, but an actual game. Okay, Robin, I think you have one more left on your list. It has to do with Perfect Dark.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I love Rare. Rare, I mean, there's that Rare collection of games. I can't remember what it was. They came out in the Xbox One, all the Rare remaster thing. It was absolutely brilliant.
Replay.
Yeah, Replay. It was brilliant. And Perfect Dark was in there. It was kind of unplayable. But it would be lovely. I loved that. You dumped Perfect Dark and your girl. What was her name? Dark. I don't know. Yeah, anyway.
Joanna Dark.
Joanna Dark.
Yeah.
I would love to see. I would love to see that.
Now, I realize there could be alcohol inducing some conversation here, so I want to make it very clear. They have announced a new Perfect Dark.
Yeah, yeah. I know that, but I want to see it.
So you're saying you want to see it on screen.
Ready to roll for early next year. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. Just making sure. I want to make sure you were not going on a Rare version.
It's not alcohol-inducing anything at all here at all.
Bit of a side bet for anyone, isn't it?
Pete, let us talk about your last prediction here.
Yeah.
You have a couple.
No, it's okay. I want to go with the chess one. There's going to be a 4K... and they're going to soon to release it afterwards, like in 8K, a VR battle chess. Hang on. It's going to hopefully include a cinematic trailer and to be introduced by Donald Trump.
Why?
Pete, I don't mind me saying I wish you had gone with the other prediction.
Oh, no.
Was Pete on acid when he wrote that one down or something?
I know.
What? Come on, let's go with the other one.
Forza
Horizon in Brazil.
Hold on, stop. So you can get like Ultra Chess, which is on the PlayStation VR. I'm sure it's available on PC. It's already there in VR. Ultra Chess VR review. I'm sure it's probably available in the Quests as well. There's 360 degrees chess as well. Chess Ultra, which is on the HTC Vive. So there are several of these things already out there, if you have a wee look, Pete.
But he's saying a new 8K version, Rob.
I mean, if you're sitting there,
work on any existing VR headset.
I mean, you're sitting there devouring Monster Munch, and what can you do?
Right. Okay, all right. But Forza Horizon, you say it's going to be in Brazil.
Yeah, not Mexico.
I like a Brazilian?
Okay.
A Brazilian one? That'll be smooth.
All right, okay. Alright, I have one last prediction. Square Enix will announce a new Final Fantasy game and it will have some kind of exclusivity to Sony.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Let them have it.
Robin, I think we're done with yours?
I think so. I mean, what else? I think hardware is going to be just non-existent this year. I mean, there's nothing new that way whatsoever. It's been the sales. Sadly, these most powerful consoles that we have are just not getting the sales numbers for one reason or another. Maybe they're all being sold in China, or they just really don't have the parts to make the things. So, because I think there's demand to buy them, there really is. But
there's definitely demand to buy them. I mean, interestingly, Sony says that the PlayStation 5 is selling as well as the PS4 did during its launch time frame. My kind of bookend to that, though, is I think the production limitations are now going to start impacting those numbers.
Mm.
They can't get increased production to the second half of this year. We're going to see the PlayStation 5 taper compared to where the PS4 just took off through the stratosphere because Sony was able to move so many units.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Pete, you did have one more prediction.
Ooh.
It was around a horror series.
Xbox.
Yeah. I like this.
Imagine this. So a new exclusive horror series exclusive to Xbox or a Silent Hill. Now, or just imagine, I've been reading as well about, and I hate reading something, or should I say listening about some things. And imagine like Microsoft, like hiring Hideo Kojima.
Oh, there's a new one of those coming.
The internet would melt. Well, I thought about this. I did think about that as a prediction, but yes, that would be a big bombshell.
They've bought out everybody else. Imagine if they did like a horror series or something completely crazy and just, you know, hired Hideo Kojima for that, or just did something completely separate out there. Yeah. Okay. Or something from Silent Hill would be good. I don't know. It all seems to be about Resident Evil, don't it, at the minute. So I just think we need to come out with something new, something fresh, something, something bold. And that's fine.
I like it. I mean, the Kojima, there has been some speculation that he might be working with a Microsoft.
Yeah.
I didn't feel confident enough to try and make that prediction, only because it feels so like, you know, kind of like the best possible dream scenario that, you know, certain, very favorable Xbox players have been putting out there. So I'm kind of like, I don't know how real this feels, but who knows? Maybe it is. Gosh knows, Microsoft has been pushing the money out there. So,
imagine if someone like Norman Reedus would be there as well, just to announce it with him. That'd be cool. Good old Daryl with a crossbow and shoots it somewhere, just like does something like
it's a crossbow. That's what he needed, by the way, in that stupid game.
UPS delivery man.
Death Stranded.
Death Stranding or UPS delivery man. He needed
a crossbow. Better title. Yeah.
UPS drivers would, in fact, be far more interesting if they had crossbows. Also scary, but still.
Like they did with Cyberpunk and Keanu Reeves, just something crazy.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm down for that. And that wraps up our predictions.
So Bioshock.
There we go. They're out there. They're
Bioshock.
Documented.
Bioshock.
I think that'd be a new one of those.
Bioshock 3. There's talk of Bioshock 3 being an exclusive to PlayStation, which can't happen.
Okay.
Bioshock 3. So not like Bioshock Infinite, which was like removed from under the water. It was in the sky. So a spiritual successor to Bioshock. And you can imagine it's probably, realistically, it's probably a prequel. Could you imagine a Bioshock before everything sort of went wrong?
And you could drop that at the end of the show.
Well, Sony doesn't have a show, so that, you know, that would be an interesting announcement. Maybe it comes during the Game Fest, Jeff Keighley's thing, because that is one of the things people have been talking about. It's like, you know, where does Sony have their announcements? They don't have a show happening. But we do know they are going to be part of Jeff Keighley's pre-E3 stuff. So that makes sense. I would hate to see that happen if it was, in fact, truly exclusive solely. Maybe it's timed exclusive.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's probably going to be timed. I mean, I guess that's the hope.
Yeah.
That has been Sony's playbook, though. I mean, they have been putting forward a lot of cash for timed exclusivity deals, just locking out the other platforms so that they can kind of have that for theirs. And maybe it's because they knew their first party was, in fact, behind because of COVID. They just started throwing some money out there, locking some stuff down.
Love me some Bioshock again. That would be good, wouldn't it?
It would be good.
I don't know. I haven't played those yet. So
you've never.
I've got them, but I've never.
Oh, you're
plastic off the wrapper.
They don't have any plastic on them.
You're in for a treat. So. You're really honestly
plastic off them, Kim.
Honestly, you're in for such a treat. I envy you.
All right. Before this gets weird, let us move on. We're gonna wrap
up. You know, though, the important question is: are we gonna bust out our WhatsApp chat record from last summer when we were Summer Fest or Game Fest or whatever the hell it was? And they woke up and there was like 140 like WhatsApp messages?
We might have to. So for those that don't know this story, so last year during the whole, it wasn't E3, it was the quasi E3 where we had some Summerfest stuff happening. And so Kim and I got onto WhatsApp, and it was at, I want to say it was like 6 o'clock.
Yep.
And of course, all of the UK boys were asleep, and Kim and I are just going back and forth, just texting about all of the games being announced. And then we started looking at all the messages that we were posting, and we were like, well, we could just keep this up. How many do we think we can get before one of them wakes up? And I think we got to like 150.
Right.
So
these are sick. I didn't know that. These really are sick.
Can we break that record?
But they were all legitimate back and forth. They were. It wasn't forced.
It wasn't any bullshit, really. Yeah.
All right. Let us move on from our predictions. They are locked in stone forever. We will be held accountable now. Let's talk about the new releases coming up. Pete, if you don't mind, I'll have you take this over since Kim already went through our games coming that we pay for. Let's talk about
the
games coming up that are going to be launched.
Okay, new releases between June 6th and 12th. Backbone on the PC, June 8th. Chivalry 2. That's on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S. PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. Edge of Eternity, which is on PC, June 8th. The Elder Scrolls Online, including the Gates of Oblivion, which is on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. And PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S. I can see some like editing going on, so there's going to be some real bad stuff coming. I'm sorry. Phantasy Star Online 2 New Genesis on Xbox Series XS, Xbox One, and PC on June 9th. Final Fantasy VII Remake. That's on PlayStation 5, June 10th. Ninja Garden. Oh, Jesus. Something Collection is on PlayStation 4, Xbox One. Greg, you're the boss of the show. You should turn them up. Garage. A game builder garage, whatever that is, on Switch. Oh God Almighty! Ratchet and Clank Legs Party Set. Oh my God! We need to stop this because that's it now. I'm done. Raiden's
all right. It is Ratchet and Clank or Rift Apart. I'll help you out there.
And what's this?
That is Guilty Gear. I don't remember there. It's a Guilty Gear game. Just know that. PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, and PC on June 11th. And it is the Ninja Gaiden Master Collection for June 10th. We can't read you the actual names we gave all of these products. But you have lots to play in the coming week. That's the good news. And for Sony fans, especially if you have a PlayStation 5, I think, honestly, Ratchet and Clank, A Rift Apart, is going to be a true show-stopping game for that system. It looks fantastic from what I've seen. Okay, Robin, now that we have completely screwed around with Pete, I need you to now shift gears and screw around on Victories Achieved.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Okay, Victory Achieved. When you finish games, we pay you. We pay you. So just finish a game.
Oh, wait, hold on real quickly. Mm-hmm. Sorry, there was a question around Phantasy Star. It is Phantasy Star Online 2. The New Genesis is releasing for Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, and PC on June 9th. Corazon asked the question, what was the Phantasy Star bit about? So that's the game.
He was asking us to confirm news and new releases?
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
People pay attention.
Wow.
They do.
Good. Okay, so on to Victory Achieved. Victory Achieved is this thing that we've been doing for years now. Literally, when you finish a game, we give you £100. Just finish a game. Greg writes a check for £100, and that's it. Simple. No. You get entered into a draw for $15 or $20. No, it's £15 or $20. We draw it every 3 months, so January, February, March, end of March, April, May, June, end of June. End of this month, we'll be drawing it again. There have been winners this year, so all you have to do is finish the game to the credits. You take a beautiful photograph of yourself, just gorgeous, get makeup on and stuff, make an effort, dress up, bow tie.
Please don't get naked.
Don't get naked. I don't want to see your naked. I've got enough naked. I'm getting so many dick pics. Jeepers. So that Boomer MD just constantly cores on. It's just amazing how many of these people will finish games and send me dick pic shots. I really was joking. So what you do is you send a nice selfie of your beaming, smiling face with the credits going up in the background, and you get entered into the draw. It's pretty simple. And we draw that, and you put... send it off to @OC_podcast on that thing called Twitter with a hashtag victory achieved. You can put it into our OC WhatsApp group. And if you aren't want to be part of that OC WhatsApp group, send us a quick Twitter or message. And anyway, email, and we'll get you into that WhatsApp group. We're happy to do that. And the people that finished games this week, not many, but there was a couple. John Mouse, he finished The Walking Dead, New Frontier. God, do you know what? I pranked myself. I wrote The New Front Ear. It's The New Front Ear. Anyway.
I well done, myself. Robin.
Yep. And Mr. Miyagi out in Australia. Whoa, brilliant guy. He finished Darksiders with the War Mastered Edition. So, absolutely fantastic. And in the meantime, until the draw, now you're entered into that draw. Those people are going to be rich. Rich beyond your wildest dreams if they win. So if you don't enter, you'll not become rich. So, but in the meantime, people get this sort of thing here from Greg. And I can't see the button, so.
You all have victories achieved. Victories achieved.
You have a victory achieved. Isn't that awesome? See, it's a bank holiday in the south of Ireland tomorrow. I'm not
here in Northern Ireland.
I know, but I like to support my southern brethren. So I'm not getting up just as early as I normally would. Get the kids off to school and just ease myself into it tomorrow. So that's why I'm drinking a little bit on a school night.
Well done. Well done. School nights are meant for drinking.
Yes.
All right. We're at that point in the show. Kim, give a shout out to all the people in the chat. I know we've had a few different people show up, so I would love to just give a little airtime to them.
All right, here's been our shatters for the show. We have Jason Gallagher. Boomer, of course, is in there. Polar Knights, who is a new one, so welcome to the show. I do believe, anyway. I haven't seen that name before. Lord, Rain God Zippo, and, of course, Corzon has just shown up. So thanks, guys, for jumping in the chat and, you know, asking us questions and whatnot. It's been fun. So even if it did get a little weird, apparently. So
it always gets a little weird. That is part of the hallmark of this show. I don't see... We just seem... Can't seem to get away from it.
I know. I blame Robin.
I blame Robin,
Pete.
Too.
Pete. You always got to blame the ginger. Pete, give a shout out.
I'm going to shout out you three for holding up this podcast for endless amount of weeks this year. And I know we haven't been around as much, but, you know, it's one of those. I can't explain for any of the others, but for me, you know,
this is where we cut in the sound effect of Pete saying, I don't give a fuck.
No. Everybody's got that thing about me that I just don't give a shit. I do give a shit.
Pete, I love you on the show. I love hearing your voice on the show. It's fantastic. I love you're brilliant on the show, and people love hearing you. And the more of you we can have, the better. And Kim, people love Kim, and people love Greg. Not so much, you know, I'm just okay. I'm just there. I'm that stupid Irish guy that people can't understand. And Mark, people love Mark, but they forgot who he is. Phil, when Phil doesn't have the sun shining on his head, he's brilliant. And his voice is unforgettable. I mean, really, it is unforgettable. So, yeah. So Pete, we love you.
We do love you, Pete.
I don't need my ego stroked.
What do you need stroked, Pete? What do you need stroked?
Greg, and this is another one of those classic opportunities where I get interrupted again. You know, thanks to you three. Thanks. That's my shout out.
Okay.
I'm gonna pass you on to the big boy, Robin.
So what if we hadn't showed up, Pete? I mean, imagine if we hadn't showed up. Would you have done this by yourself?
Well, I'd have had a go.
Good lad.
I like it.
Good luck.
How about that?
I think it's pretty class.
I'd have a go.
Yeah.
You could say that on a lot of things.
Sorry.
I want to shout out to Martin, Greasy Fish Slips. Damn it, Martin has had a hell of a week. And I just want to say, he's had one of those weeks that he'll never forget in his life. It's really, really important. And I think he's even seen that this community and all around us here, there's people here to talk when you're looking into that deep black hole, that abyss of can't think about carrying on any further. And things are getting on top of you, whether it be financial or depression with COVID or stress or whatever it may be. We're glad to have you around, buddy. If you're feeling that way or you're feeling bad, reach out, talk to people. Talk to people are here. People that don't really know you will give you a hug. And that's sometimes the best way. You know, this online community stuff, you can reach out without fear of being judged. And this is a safe place. Martin, I'm glad that you're there. And I'm thank you for your messages back and forth today. So if you're feeling down or blue or depressed, please reach out to myself or Greg or Kim or Phil or Mark or anybody that you want to. Anyway, thanks, Siggy. It's been a good show this week. Thank you very much, guys. Have a great week. Enjoy your aliens if you're playing Mass Effect. Kim, I have to say to you, I apologize.
I still don't know, but I don't think I want to know either, so yeah. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, okay.
I can only imagine with you assholes.
So. No, you can't. Honestly, we could put money...
A bunch of fucking brothers I never asked for, but I got anyway. So we could... What the hell?
I would love to do a wager with you right now, but I bet you wouldn't guess what it was. Kim, over to you.
Alrighty. I don't know if I could follow that up, but I'm going to try. Anyway, shout out to you three. Like you said, even though I have no idea what went on, it's still been a blast. So, you know, what the hell. Like I said, shout out to the people in the chat. Thanks for coming over so I'm not sitting there talking to myself. So that's always fun, because I talk to myself enough as it goes. And as Robin says, if anybody wants to, needs to chat or, you know, just a GIF hug, because I'm really good at that on Twitter. So, you know, if you need a hug, I can send you a GIF. Everybody have a good week. Right? Exactly. Everybody have a good week. And over to Greggles. So.
All right. Well, this has been all lovey, warm and fuzzy.
It's almost sickening, isn't it?
I know. A little bit of vomit has come up in my mouth several times. It's okay.
Right.
Might be because of what I drank. Very much appreciate the three of you coming on the show. It's been fun. I love this time of year, E3. It's exciting. It is gamer Christmas. So get excited for that if you're a gamer. And I will just say this, and this is kind of the echo on what we were talking about with Robin's sentiments. Look, everybody, success in life is not about waiting out the storm.
Ooh.
Success in life is learning to dance in the rain. And I'll leave you with that, and we will call this a show. Roll tape, Robin.
Thank you for listening.
Wow! This is Connection Podcast. Profound!
See you same time next week. We
are family. Hello, my fellow podcast family. I got all my